are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh yes, of His Christ.
I'm happy to stand before you once again to reaffirm covenant. We learned yesterday a church is a school. Church is an institution where we to leave the church to operate as a people found by God or called by God after Christ. After Christ had departed, we all would have gone our own ways in determining what is God's will, what is the purpose, why did He send, and where do we stand ourselves? I said, if after Christ had risen, and the 12 apostles and others told on the day of Pentecost, there were more than around 200 people who had gathered in prayer, the Holy Spirit descended on the church. The Holy Spirit had not come to the church. 200 people would have gone their own ways or would have formed committees upon committees upon committees as to decide what the church is, what she must do, how and where, etc., etc., etc. But the Father, this morning the Lord asked me to assure you, the whole enterprise is the Father. Let's come for the Father. We are told that the Father what? So, what is it? So loved the world. That what? He chose to release Himself in another dimension, the Word, to come down, to serve like us, like what? Human beings. He was God. He is God. He remains God. But He humbled Himself in the this particle of clay that He will identify. Hebrew tells us that because He wants to be the champion of our salvation, He took on our nature, that He can be the champion. Do you see the forlorn faces after Christ ascended? When He was in the grave, the disciples and friends, the enemies were celebrating. The other day, the Lord was saying, my son, do you think your brother Jesus was alone in the tomb? I was with Him. The Father told me that they spent the time what? Together, communing and thinking and discussing the future. The future that you and I will stand here today. And when the time did come, got out of the grave. Beloved, human efforts, military power, majestic thought of men, weapons and all kinds, were gathered and they blessed stones to block our way. When the stones heard the rise, whoo, our master cometh. You know why they put, the Bible tells us that even the stones, the new cross of all creation, what is the new cross? The Word, Jesus Christ. So when He rose, the stones knew that their master, when they gave way. Every power, every spiritual force, every negativity of negativities assembled together against you and I today and eternity, they are all crumpled up. Yesterday, I was telling you that Lucifer, as an angel who rebelled, didn't know his beginning and his ending. He only found himself that he was an angel. But he doesn't know how where he came from and where he will go after he left his position. He hardly knew that he could be cast out of heaven. He thought that was his domain. The Father did not say that. Who wrote? Fellow angel said, you cannot be part of us here. He cast him down. The woe betides whom? Dwellers on earth. And then the Lord said, my people, it is not over. I am going there myself. Jesus came and said, enough is enough. So the Word became what? Flesh. I met Him. But you know, we know that, don't we? Before he would meet him, he himself have to put on what? The spiritual garment of who he is. Holy Spirit has to come and what? Abide with him and clothe him to the spiritual standard. He can speak to all things, including whom? Lucifer. And he will. Death stood useless. Satan stood. Satan said, all the kingdoms of this world belong to me. Jesus said, you are joking. And if only you bow before me, I will give them to you. But they are mine originally. And I'm coming. I don't need to bow to you. I'll say, I will take it by violence. Because you took it by deception. I'll take it by my authority. Jesus said. And what did he say? Get thee hence. And that was the end. Jesus finished the work. Sent it to heaven. Then the church looked helpless. The angels that witnessed the ascension told the gentleman, whom are you looking for? The same way you see him go, same way he shall come. Our task is to prepare the world for the second coming back. That's why we are here. We're in the last stages of the last stages of the last stages. I tell you the work to be done. Knowing that leaving you and I to our wit's end to fight the spirits and powers that are in the sea, the waters, in the air, everywhere. And knowing what we are built up of sin and weakness, we cannot stand in the holy place of holies to speak, thus saith the Lord. So we need accompaniment of whom? Another divine, that is Christ himself, in other words, his companion called what? Yesterday they were asking a question, what's the difference between the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit? Let's ask you what the difference between the Word of God and Jesus Christ. Beloved, that I am not leaving you what? A what? Orphans. I will ask Father. And what do you do? We shall send whom? Holy Ghost, the Comforter, who shall be your companion for all this mission. The coming down of the Holy Spirit, as we learned yesterday, is to turn the church into what? A spiritual what? Institution. But the whole thing is spiritual movement of God from A to Z. You and I don't know where next and how it will end. Jesus said, I don't know how it will end. The only person who knows how it will, the Father. In the meanwhile, so that we don't turn the church into a human institution, so that we don't learn philosophy and psychology, psychoanalysis, all kinds of human learning and human understanding, and try to explain divine purposes in a human way so that we think, so that human beings can understand it. He said, I will not let you lead you to struggle with a mighty thing like that. The Holy Spirit shall come. And so the whole church is what? A school. It's an instrument, divine spiritual instrument, institution to help us not only know the true God, that we can walk where gods or the gods have walked and are walking. I told you yesterday, because of the confusion in the world, because of the spiritual confusion, the whole church is now excited about supernatural. If they don't warn you properly, you think everything supernatural is of God. So every spirit or everything that can show signs or miracles or something is of God. That's why we are. But the Holy Spirit is the spirit of what? Truth. When you have him, you know the difference between spirits and spirits, forces and forces, powers and powers, all kinds. If the spirit of truth is with you, you will believe anything. Because as for you, one thing I know, I was blind, now I can see. That's all you can say. The spirit of truth comes, shall not walk in darkness. Jesus said, I will not leave you what? In darkness. Beloved, that's why he has come. So we learned yesterday, the church is what? A spiritual what? Institution. For human beings to learn how to know the what? The true God. To learn how to walk and work the works of the true God among creation. So you are invited, finally, this stage of reintroduction of whom? The Holy Spirit back to the church. Happy you are a part of this movement. The spiritual movement My daughter was talking about if the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you and is in the church. And having seen how the church has gone astray, we will quicken the church again. There's hope for revival. There is revival. I don't think it's only the gathering there. This is for the whole world. Here we are. You are part of a world movement. You may not understand your part. When the time does come, you will know your part. God bless you. My people, I'm very highly honored today to sit by the Father in Christ. I've tried. The Spirit of the Lord has guided me not to speak from notes, but to speak from the one who is inside me, to let him speak to you. I hope you humble yourself to hear him. Not Brother Enoch, but to hear whom? Jesus Christ. And whom? The Father. And whom? The Holy. The Holy Spirit, the one we are honoring at this particular conference. He said, without Christ, there's no church. The foundation of the church is what? Christ. And the baptizer of the Holy Spirit is what? Christ. So unless Christ introduces the Holy Spirit to you and baptizes you with the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom affairs. Because when we are talking about kingdom, now we are talking about places of dominion, power of dominion. And don't think the Holy Spirit is just a force that you can get anointing. And the anointing is upon me. Yeah. And then you can do what you want. The anointing has not come to you to do what you want. The anointing has come to you that you witness of whom? Jesus Christ. So all teachings and all guidance, once, you know, one of the greatest teachings in the church that has bemused the church, I humbly submit this day, is the faith group. The faith group. And they've spoken a lot about the Holy Spirit, you know, the fivefold ministry. But the greatest thing the faith group has spread is what? Faith. And they take faith as power received by you to do what you want. One of the wrong teachings in the church. Faith cometh by what? Hearing what? So who determines the content and direction of faith? The word of God. So when you hear the word of God and you receive faith through the word of God, it doesn't give you title to do what you want. It is only give you permission to do what said. The word of God said. Why the word of God? What direction the word of God? What purpose the word of God? What end the word of God? And one of the wrong teachings in the church, if you receive gift of the Holy Spirit, I'm coming to it. If you receive gift or any power of the Holy Spirit, even if you are not a church, you are submitted to a church. So your church is a deliverance church, faith power church, anointing church, cash announcement church, all churches. All this, I will not call them aberrations. These are some of the dirty things that the enemy has put where? Church. So that today, anybody goes and any group says it is what? The church. Because we are confused. But the Lord will not desert his church. The Lord will not desert what? His church. So you are on a mission, not merely revival. A deep spiritual restoration. We are on a mission of what? Not revival of the old thing, but what? Deep spiritual restoration. And not in the church in Ghana, not in GES, not in Presbyterian Methodist or Christian Council or Catholic Secretariat or what? NACCP, GCP, KIFACG, Kafutulu, Tapo, Aige, not anything, but what? The church. And the church is only the people called, born again, and done what? In this context, and done what? Baptized by the Holy Spirit. We discussed that yesterday. It's not every human being that is part of the church. Before you become part of the church, Jesus said what? You must be born again. And after you are born again, Jesus said that, now if you have come to the church, the family, then our language here and our works here are not to human understanding or arrangements. I say that the decision of the church is not what the Executive Council of the World Council of Churches or Enoch Missions International or whatever church or what church. That's why we can have church of Latter-day Saints. I don't know who qualified them to be saints. And what time was the latter? What time was the foremost? So after the latter day, there'll be another, we expect another. Beloved, the confusion is that most of us, the spirit of the enemy, the deceiver, has confused our minds. We don't even know what is the truth. Except you are born again, you are not a member of the church. And except you are baptized by the Holy Spirit, you can't enter where we are going now. And the Lord said, I will not leave the church, what? So to be the church, hallelujah. I'm going back on simple notes, but I think it's critical for our clear understanding. For any group to consider himself church, we said that group must be sanctified by whom? Sanctified by the truth, which the Holy Spirit will teach you the truth. But you must be satisfied by whom? Jesus Christ. And the accreditation of the church is the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. And who? The Jesus accreditation. He will say, this is part of those that the Father gave me. And they are after me. So they bear my spirit. The church does not bear the Holy Spirit. Those who are born again are not born by the Holy Spirit. They are born by whom? Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the one that ministers Christ. But the Holy Spirit is not the one that is the spirit of new birth. What is the spirit of the new birth? Christ in you, the hope. It's Christ in you that is the hope of you turning and being transformed in a divine personality. The Holy Spirit comes. So Jesus Christ then baptizes you. Now that you have come to me, you agree, I am the Savior. I baptize you with whom? The Holy Spirit. So I bring a companionship between you and whom? The Holy Spirit. So instead of me, you can consult the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will receive from me. We learned all this yesterday. I just want you to know that now that you are member of the church, accredited member, you are living here as what? Accredited member of the church of God. In the world, it is not an organization, it's a spiritual body. And you have that accreditation from now onwards. God bless you. The Lord sanctify you through and through. You'll be solid in the new things of the Lord. Learned yesterday that to walk in this way, what is the key of the walking? Humility. And what? There was one word that was very prominent yesterday. I said, what is the word? Obedience. And obedience rather looks like what? I called it not, what was it? What is it? It's like what? It looks like luxury. Because we didn't do anything. Oh, we believe in Christ. And then he puts us into what? A special position where now we call walk where God walks. And walk and work the works of God. So Holy Spirit has come to make the church retain its spiritual nature, purity, truth, true nature. That as Jesus said in John 4, they that worship the Lord must watch what? In spirit and in truth. If there is no knowledge, there's no Christ accreditation, there's no sanctification by the Holy Spirit, there's no knowledge of the Holy Spirit, how he operates, and or we are relying on human understanding, human agreement, what is good and should not be good. We are a human organization and not the church. Or if you are the church, then consistent waiting upon God, getting his direction, his unction, and his presence, what is to be done? That makes us the church. But when men come head to head, use their head, their understanding, their human wisdom, their learning from other fields. And all those fields are what? I call it walking in the what? Political economy of death. Because everybody who doesn't have Christ is where? Dead. And the human being that was rejected in the Garden of Eden is what? Dead. And so when you are living by what the human beings who have not been born again, who have not been sanctified and seen by the Holy Spirit, we are learning from them, you are only applying dead theories. There's no life in them. That is why churches can go bonk, 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 and there's no life. Because they have not the spirit of what? Life. And they cannot. That's why the church is not able to confront the wisdom of the age. Things that are happening in the world. And the church must have a voice that is true, spectacular, powerful, and will be accepted as what? This is the voice of God. But today, I was worried if I want to go to America. When Donald Trump was trumping his trumpeting theatrics over there, even the so-called right, the evangelicals of what? The Republican Party, some have joined him. Many things that America is doing that indicates the departure from the truth. But to be able to be a true American, you must be part of that movement. I'm not going to discuss that. What I'm saying is that so your church, if you have a church, and then the decisions of your board or your son, if you have forgotten that if you are a church, then you are certified and you must be certified by Christ and the Holy Spirit must be there to guide you, then the decision is not yours. It's direction from where? The Father. John 14 says that I'm going away, but I will not leave you. I'll send somebody. Father, he will come and abide with you. When he's here, you can do what? Greater works. Why? Because now I've taken my seat and all authority has been referred to me. Now we can give you authority to do greater things that human minds can what? Cannot comprehend. But it's not human power. It's not human knowledge. It's not. Even Corinthians tells us, our weapons are not what? They are what? And you don't see the thing, but it is said to be what? Mighty. That's a mystery. That's why when you are walking in the realm of mystery, the realm of mystery, then you humble yourself. Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that the church, great is a mystery. Right? The church has been given authority to do what? Interpret things. To identify the creator and interpret things to whom? Whose knowledge? Even the angels. But the principalities and powers and fallen angels shall know the will of God. Through whom? The church. So you see, the church, Parashitaria, Alitas Sandoria, I humbly submit, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow soldiers, watchmen, on the walls of eternal glory. Let us stand in our positions, knowing that we are not placed there by our own righteousness, but by the Father's will. Pastor, you are a teacher. Church is not your property. We discussed that yesterday's out. You are not the founder of nothing. It is founded and handed over to you with a certificate and said, don't do anything until you have consulted whom? Holy Spirit. For he will receive, John 16, he will receive from me and from whom? The Father, and give you. I'm not leaving you without direction. I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you about the truth. He will teach you how to witness of me. He will glorify me. He will receive from me and give you. We need to be very, I'm not going to use the word careful. We want to be what? Humble. Leave this conference with the eternal badge of a redeemed, hallelujah, end time witness church. Then go with humility, obedience, love. The whole enterprise is the love of the Father. Thank you, brethren, for allowing me a brief introduction, brief visitation of what we have discussed so far. Now I'm asked to discuss Holy Spirit power. As a system, the institutional dimensions we discussed yesterday. We introduced the system dimension, but the power system. Ye shall receive power, divine power, But the divine power is not an active force or some part put in you, you know, if what? They inject you with psh, and then some power comes to you. Then you begin to do this. Can, you know, I know somebody when we were young. Have you seen? The children said, what? I'm strong. When you receive the power, the greatest thing you learn is what? Humility. Obedience. In love, church demands loving, sacrificial what? Service. I'm sorry, I'm going all over. You cannot walk this walk. Your human character, human ability, what you have learned in books, etc. Must can only walk this walk when you are close to Jesus Christ. And whom? How do you know that you are on the right path? And only come by confirmation, direction of whom? For he is the spirit of what? Truth. My topic this morning is to discuss the power system. You know, we are showing the distinction between ordinary power, electric energy, or sun power. This is divine power, and which formed is the basis of all other powers. And to walk that realm is only the hand of the Most High take you. So when ye shall receive power, the power does come. That's why the Spirit of the Lord made us. Well, I let you know that to witness what? Unto me. The power has not come for you to do what you want to do. It is only that you witness of what? Me. Matthew 11. It says that all authority is given to Jesus. Nobody has been to heaven to bring down ideas from heaven how to operate or how things are operated in heaven. The only person that came from heaven now is whom? The Holy Spirit. He's here. And the Holy Spirit, we are told in John 16, did not speak of himself, but he has come to glorify, to testify, to teach the truth, and to glorify whom? Jesus Christ. And as we do that with him, we shall be doing the will of the Father. Father shall be pleased with us. But even introduction to the Father is by whom? Jesus Christ. And when you please him, John 14:21, he will manifest himself to you, John 14:23, introduce you to the Father. John 16:20-24. When you have been introduced to the Father, then you and the Father, you know who? One another. So the Father can talk to you like whom? A father. And Jesus said, you don't need to ask me at that time to pray for you, because you yourself are in the column. And you know, my brethren, how much humility is required when you get there. The fact that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, has introduced you to the Father, and now the Father and I and you are one and know each other, a higher humility. Paul would say, in this context, my preaching is what? Is with what? Trembling. Because these are heavy things that we are carrying. These are not heavy things that you wave your hand, people are falling. Then you show that that's powerful. You don't know yet. If only falling is a sign of the Holy Spirit presence, then the tree that is falling, also human beings can fall. You know, I learned under a pastor. I won't mention the church or his name. But when the Holy Spirit, you know, the Lord is moving in the church and people are falling down, the whole church is agog. And the pastor enjoys it. So my father was saying, Daddy, you see, son, you see what your brother is doing? He enjoys when people are falling and running over that. He enjoys it. So the whole night will be here, you know. Higher things are being left because people are enjoying, people are what? Falling. The enemy can get someone into a chair to fall and spend 1 hour of the time that you should be ministering to the people. And he's falling and rolling because you don't know how the Spirit of God is. And when he's falling and rolling, the whole church, how can you be a fool when you are in such a state of wisdom? What is happening? All this have been allowed where? So the purifying Jesus Christ, he shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. My daughter was saying, there's a purifying fire that will enter the church now. And people cannot go about using the word church. Yesterday, the Lord was telling me, even tonight, he was telling me, from today, certain people and certain churches cannot operate in Ghana again. We have set the ball rolling. And then you are witnesses of this great occasion. So your testimony shall embolden others also. And it is not to condemn, but what? To redeem. May God help you. Amen. Now comes what we know as the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I will not leave you what? Ignorant. Now let us discuss the gifts of what? If the Holy Spirit comes to be a teacher and to establish, make the church what? An institution where divine and eternal things are discussed and done. And you need certain spiritual powers to be able to walk in this realm. You know from the scripture, he said, there's the one man administers. What do you say? There are three, isn't it? Somebody read for the first four verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, please, the first four verses.
Not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these damned idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there were diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen.
Now there were what? Next verse.
Missions, but the same Lord. And there are diversities.
Go on.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Here we are. We have the Father, the Son, and whom? The Holy Spirit, combining to give power. But the divine power that is passed on to you, that you will handle for the sake of the broader operations, institutional, and works of God by the church. Not your group alone, but what? The entire church. So that this will dignify, distinguish the church, the spiritual operation in the church from any other what? Spiritual operation. The three of them have agreed and they pass on. But those gifts are called what? The gift of what? The Holy Spirit. And yet, the Father and the Son are also what? Part of bringing that regime of power unto the church. I'm saying that the Father and the Son know about what? The gifts. What is described as what? The gifts of the Spirit. They have agreed that this divine power system operation shall be given to members who have honored them. And all these nine gifts and more, invariably, cannot be operated. They are from the same one God, but they cannot be obtained simultaneously. If you have all the nine gifts, you can't be operating all of them at the same time. So this distribution of what? Labor. So people, somebody gets that, so that nobody begins to wha-wha himself or herself. The word wha-wha is Ghanaian. Nobody begins to boast. Make sure that I have the gift of power. I have the gift of miracles. I have the gift of healing. I have the gift of speaking tongues. I have the gift of interpretation. Therefore, I'm more important. When you begin to enter here, 2 Corinthians 10 tells us that you are not wise. Don't compare and compare. As for my gift, as for our church, we are better than your church. Because there when you come, you will see. And Because our church is now distinguished from all churches. What do they call it? You who are filled with the Holy Ghost. You who have the Bible and are filled with the Holy Ghost. Who have access to whom? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You need somebody else to come to tell you how you should live your life. What's happening? And he leads you to go and find out where your grandfathers and great-grandfathers hid their gold or their gods. The moment they are telling you this, they are telling you that this is where we operate. They are telling you their identity. Familiar spirits and satanic power is where this so-called what? I declare all this Abanche system, satanic system in the church. And say that whatever, you can say Brother Enoch said that. And not me who said that what? The Bible tells us. The word of knowledge, which is the first gift, Mama, is it? The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom can give you abanjere. But they are not prophetic. The word of knowledge. In other words, you are in a situation where the Spirit of the Lord gives you the background or the environmental circumstances or what lies ahead. He gives you the word of knowledge. So you know from where what? You are preaching and how you are doing things. That word of knowledge. And somebody has word of knowledge. Another has what? Word of what? Wisdom. And somebody has word of what? Healing. And somebody has word of faith, etc. The gifts are given to members of the body that the body acts as what? One collective, united whole body to witness of and glorify whom? Jesus Christ. So no individual now will take precedence that my gift is more important than what? Your gift. Or our church. That's why our church, when we come, we will cast all the demons out of you, including your own soul out of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 I used to enjoy sometimes when we started our ministries in the 70s and 80s, and we used to have all night, and people come with all kinds of spirits. I was asking the Lord yesterday, maybe at this conference, who will come to test the I was laughing at the situation. But you know, when people come to all night and they are having these powers, they can't sit down. When the Holy Spirit is moving in the church, you find some of them crouching under the benches. But they don't want to be known, to be seen. And some will be outside. When it comes to real display of power, divine power, not any power, they begin to go out. So that they are not touched. Abashataria. You are not one of them. And if you happen to be one of them, today should be the end. Denounce that power. It's not bad. When he's in the presence of the Most High God, the church is one. And the fire is one. And they reaffirm and consolidate what? Each other. Not complement, consolidate. But they are working together. I want to thank God for you. So the reason why I call it, or the Spirit of the Lord made it system, is that it's the whole operation. You may not know the beginning and the end. You enter a spiritual system, divine spiritual system. The operators of that system in whom? The Father, the Son, and whom? The Holy Spirit. But now all authority is given to whom? To whom? The Holy Spirit. But the Father and the Son are where? They gave the authority to whom? Yeah, to operate. But they are not far from them. You see, there's no distance between them. So they are also observing what the Holy Spirit is doing. So though the Holy Spirit is the one directing us here, the Father and the Lord, Jesus Christ, are also witnesses and are watching us. But I've taught a thing, and now let me bring it here. The Holy Spirit, Christ has come to find the church, to build the church. I will build my church. It is not the apostle will build the church. It's not the prophet who will build my church. Who will build the church? So if you're an apostle, you start a church, you didn't build it. If you are given authority to start a movement, who is the builder of the church? Christ. Because you are not operating on your own authority. You were given the what? Authority. And the certification does not give you right to use your name or to do things in your honor. You are to do this as a witness of whom? Jesus Christ, not you. So it's not a Agbozo church. Hallelujah. The ministry under which we are operating now is called Enoch Missions. Under Enoch, apostle, prophet to church and nations. Sent. But we didn't want to write apostle, prophet, church. He said, Enoch what? Is sent. So you pray, and Father, who is this? What is this ministry about? Who is this? Then the Lord will tell you, that is my servant. I've sent him. But do you need to struggle? By the fruits what? You shall know them. Then you can know this is of the Lord or this is not. But amen. I'm taking you too far. So beloved, there's a power system. So if you take the word of knowledge, having a gift of the word of knowledge is not the end of the journey. Even within the word of knowledge, there are deeper revelations that can come. So the key word of humility and obedience, in the beginning, the word of good knowledge is not the end of power. And in any case, even within the word of knowledge, there are deeper things to learn. So when you come to the word of wisdom or healing power, diverse kinds of what? Healings, miracles. Even if you get a first stroke, let me take the faith, because the Lord discussed that, and I'll use that safely here. Take the faith movement, the word of faith. Now, it's being taught and has been taught as if you have faith, there is power that you can use to achieve things. That's a wrong teaching. But the Lord told me that even the worst of all is that the faith people, the faith movement, they have only centralized on the cares and woes of this life, the cares and concerns. But when you study the case, the faith movement, they specialize in what? The cares and concerns. And they don't take the other things that matter. So when you are in the faith family, the word of faith, faith people, I won't mention names. He said, the main focus of that group is what? Cares and concerns. And it becomes very famous. That's why even Akwanche now becomes super famous. The cares and concerns of this world. And the Bible tells us that when the sower went to sow, the seed that fell when? Where? In the thorns. What makes them not grow and sound? Is what? Cares and what? Concerns. So when the whole teaching is based on cares and concerns, then that church or this group cannot grow really in the knowledge of God. And they cannot bear the fruit that God expects. They have a form of godliness. They have a form of church. And they have results to show. Because they are only interested in what? Cares and concerns. If the church is only interested in cares and concerns of this world, then anybody who, another spirit who operates in the cares and concerns of this world, can go and patter Yehu, you know, come and attach it to you. Then you begin, because the focus of the church has turned from what? Christ, the abiding grace, and the truth of all things, but what? The cares and concerns. And now we have churches that call them church of solutions. I've seen some say the chapel of solutions. Church of solution. Solution what? Cares and concerns. See how we have drained down. We have drained even the spirit of truth and holiness and power and glory. We've drained it of its true essence, brought it to the level of human beings, the cares and concerns. So the members of the church will not get even opportunity to know more concerning the God they are worshiping. Because the whole enterprise, whatever we gather, is concerned with what? cares. No study of scripture. There's no serious prayer to know the things of God. The whole enterprise is that the prophet comes in, or the minister, and then he will begin to tell, even the worst one, he begin to, I prophesy. So that's why when I hear, I just laugh. You prophesy? Prophecy is what? The Spirit of God coming upon whom? Somebody. And the Spirit of God using what? The person's what? Faculty. The throat to speak. So if you are prophesying by your mind what you see, then you are not prophesying. You are in the world of senses. Jude, it tells you, in these churches, they are what? Sensual. The feelings, the teaching, the sight. These are, and you know, so the people don't know. But he said, as for you, build yourself with what? Your most holy faith. And what is the mechanism of the most holy faith? Pray. The Holy Ghost. And so, when you face a challenge in the home or in the church, and you are praying deep, the Lord shall guide you. You don't wait for 3 years visit of what? Akwanchire pastor. If your church is only Akwanchire, I want to assure you, you may think it's a prophet. It's not prophecy. A Satan can prophesy, because even in the satanic work, they had war. What? Say, one war. What? Your friend will say, cheap. Prophet. Your friend will say, cheap. Come share for. Now, one so, and then bow on so. Say, who bow so? Then somebody is what? Interpreting. They are all gimmick. They are all trying to do what God heard. Remember, they learned from the feet of whom? God. They were given some power by God and they ran away. And they are now claiming that they are what? God's. And so if you had a gift of what? Gift of sight, word of revelation, or word of wisdom, or discerning of what? Spirits. Or gift of healing. You know, these are only part to build what? The body. The body need not be one organization. The church is one body. So a pastor from another church who has a particular type of gift may be brought in. But the church that brings that pastor must make sure that these are working in truth. Because anybody can come and use your platform. If you don't have discerning spirit, or you don't know the scripture, or you don't know the power system, and you are agreeing at it. So you know that the gift system is a power system. And there's need for humility and obedience and deep search in prayer so that you know that you are walking right before God and not your own mind or another spirit makes a suggestion to you. Or now you go to somewhere, I can prophesy over you in your name. If you say you are prophesying over the person, are you saying, thus says the Lord, or thus says Agbuzu? And if you say, thus says the Lord, is the word that you are saying, is it from the whom? From God or from your own imagination? You see the wrong things that are in the church. And why should the church fall so much? Because we have denied the importance of the Holy Spirit in the church. So even people call themselves charismatics or Pentecostals or whatever, evangelicals, whatever it is, they have many kinds of names for themselves. But stand there and find out that the Holy Spirit is there. Telling you there are some churches that if you are standing as a man of God and standing there, certain powers and gifts shall not operate because you are there. So they are giving you authority now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and teach. Be a blessing to the body of Christ. This afternoon, this evening we shall pray, enter into deep prayer. The Lord grants the grace. The fire shall come from here and blow and take over our place. Something good has happened already. But there's a signal in the air. That signal not be just the Holy Ghost fire upon this building whilst you are here. The fire should be on each one of you. And wherever you go, remember, but be our own now, no. Remember, she said, wait there, or then. Don't be so interested. I think I'll end here. Power. One of the things that has happened in the church is people are looking for what? Power. Holy Spirit gift is not power to win election or power to command many people. All these things are what? Of human beings or of Satan or both. Don't join them. Don't be part. I don't remember. Recently, the Lord dealt with me about something. If I say UBS, we have preached and done all things. I have never sat down on my knee praying for power. No. It's the Lord that knows what gift he will what give me, that I'll be a member of a team to glorify Jesus Christ. What I'm doing is not because I pray and I fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and the anointing comes. And now I can tell you, having been to that mountain and got that power, today I can speak. Like, you know, the witches and the wizard, those who go and get powerful what? Dwarfs and mermaids. 2 weeks under the sea, 40 days in the night, a mountain. Then you pass through fire and do all kinds of things. Now I have authority to do this. God doesn't behave that way. You don't go to a place. You go to a mountain and say, when you go to this particular mountain, he part and you come, you will never be the same again. Let me warn you something. People are interested in themselves and what they can amass for themselves. And the Lord told me recently, my son, I've not allowed you to preach on prosperity and what? Health. Listen to me. He said, people were teaching on what? It's a letter, one of the letters of John, isn't it? I pray that ye shall what? Prosper. What? What? Prosper how? Something. And have good health. Even ask what? Have you settled the prosperity of your soul yet? The other day the Lord told me, my son, I have made you pass through it all. Now, when you ask for prosperity, I know that nothing can change your mind. Nobody can bring money or power or anything to steal you from me, because I've not allowed you. But now I'm so sure of you that if you preach prosperity, I know where you are coming from. And money, riches, and fame, and all this can never turn you away from me. But when people come to the church and they start with prosperity, any teaching can take them away from what? But they are not grounded what? The truth. Their souls are not even grounded. But before he became grounded in Christ, he wants to prosper. And anybody can offer you what? This is just about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Amen. Just about two or three weeks. I have not even told my elders yet. So that we pray and get permission how to preach what? That concept of prosperity and health. Yet we are praying for health, isn't it? And we are praying for prosperity. We didn't have to use the word. People should prosper according to how what? They are diligent and faithful, and God will reward them. But if I begin to declare 3 days fast for prosperity, my God, our church will be filled over, you know. Then the people will come, ahadie ukwa, eche no banashka. There are some churches that as soon as you go there, very soon, you make money. I said, are they worshiping the God I worship or another God? Are you a member of a church or are you a pastor of church that enjoys prosperity? Be sure that you are grounded whom? Christ. And that the attraction of the world and its things are not the reason why you say you are a minister. Because the Lord told me this morning and yesterday to emphasize to you, life does not consist of what? All of it. Life does not consist of what? What a man what? Possesses. So your church cannot be judged by its truthfulness with God, with the kind of, goods, buildings and all. That doesn't tell your spirituality. That's not evidence that you are blessed. It could be evidence that you have what? Compromised. And you are following another God, thinking you are worshiping God. Have you joined the church and you want gifts of the Holy Spirit because you want also to have the best cars? The Lord tells me, life does not consist of what? A thing that a man what? Possesses. What is life? The Spirit of God in you. That's life. And the source of life is whom? Jesus Christ. To preach it. I have to be careful as a minister and building people. Not to practice it carelessly. Otherwise, many shall follow. I would have done the church and my Lord great disservice. I can't do that. The Lord told me, I know. Look at how many years we have traveled. It is not the Lord Jesus who told me. It's the Father. That my son calls you friend. Today, I want you to know, I too am your friend. I, the Father, am your friend. Your father and friend. Jesus Christ is your brother and friend. The Holy Spirit, your companion and friend. Meanwhile, Nyameka can wear Chemia for about 50 to 60 years serving him. Hallelujah. 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 And tomorrow morning, when you see GES with a big temple, don't think I've gone to consult some rich man. I saw that million baby nature said, Yaman, I had a shed and Nunyam. I use that as a yardstick. Be very careful. I don't know why I'm saying this. The Lord wants me to let you that the only thing he said that life does not consist of what? But a man, what? Possess. In other words, the church, you can't see whether life is in the church because they possess things. Find out whether the spirit of truth is. I don't know. Don't say whether. Don't go and examine somebody. Find out whether you are standing where in the truth. That's all. But I want to assure you, he that is in us is what? Greater. 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 If Lucifer says the kingdoms of this world belong to him, then how about the one who created them in the first place? I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I change. That no, I'll end on this note.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be their God. He